with SRN News.
I'm John Scott. The U.S. and EU have reached a tariff deal. Mike Kempen reports.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal. I'm Mike Kempen.
Top trade officials from China and the U.S. have arrived in Stockholm for a new round of talks aimed at easing trade tensions. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lai-fung are meeting at the offices of Sweden's Prime Minister. Senate Republicans say President Trump made it clear he does not want a government shutdown, and they're urging House GOP lawmakers to tone down their approach to the September 30th deadline. Bernie Bennett has more from Washington.
House Republicans jammed Senate Democrats in March with a partisan funding bill, which Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reluctantly voted for to avoid a shutdown. But the political dynamics are different now. Schumer is under heavy pressure to fight harder against President Trump and his MAGA allies, heightening the chance of a shutdown if Speaker Mike Johnson tries to use the same playbook. A Republican senator who requested anonymity said, quote, "The fate of the appropriate bills to fund the government in fiscal year 2026 will be the focus of the GOP conference before it leaves for a four-week August recess." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Forecasters say Iona rapidly strengthened into a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean and is expected to continue trekking toward the west over warm, open waters. It is well to the south of Hawaii. This is SRN News. A new look at religious expression in this country.
First Liberty Institute has released a ranking of the 50 states according to how good a job they do at protecting an individual's religious freedom. Florida finished number one overall with a score of 75% out of 100. Second place is Montana, followed by Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi. At the other end of the spectrum, First Liberty puts West Virginia in last place amongst the 50 states when it comes to protecting religious freedom, followed by Wyoming and Michigan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin will not seek a third term in 2026, creating the first open race for governor in a key battleground state in 16 years. Evers was especially liberal, setting himself up as a defender of abortion, transgenderism, and the LGBT agenda in general. He battled Republicans in the legislature who blocked many of his proposals. This is SRN News. France is pressing ahead with reviving recognition of a Palestinian state as it opens a three-day UN conference in New York today with Saudi Arabia. BBC correspondent Tom Bateman.
The Trump administration is adamantly opposed to such recognition and will not attend the UN meeting, having threatened diplomatic consequences for nations that plan to attend an earlier date for the conference that was then postponed. More than 140 countries already recognize Palestine as a state, but France will be the first Western member of the Security Council and the first of the powerful G7 group of countries to do so, aiming to both pressure and incentivize Israel to engage with the long moribund wider peace process.
Hackers have accessed the personal data of most of the 1.4 million customers of Allianz Life Insurance Company of North America. Allianz has notified the FBI. More details at srnnews.com.